Okay, good morning. We're on Yod Beis Amud Beis. Basically, the top line down or so. Okay. Va'aretz Haisa Soyu V'voyu. And the land was void and desolate. Michti B'Shemayim Ischilresha. Earlier in the Pesukim, we spoke about the Shemayim first. So, Ma'ishna D'Kar Choshev Ma'is Aretz. So now, why does it switch and say Aretz first? So, Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, the Brisa, Moshul, it's a Moshul, the Melech Wasm Adam, to a mundane king, Sha'ama L'Avadam, he said to his servants, Hishkim L'Pischi, get up early to my door. Hishkim, when the Melech got up, and he found, Mot Anoshim V'Anoshim, he found his servants, the women and the men, L'mi Mishabech, who's he going to praise? L'mi She'ein Dov L'Hashkim, V'Hishkim. The person who generally doesn't get up early, and gets up early. So the Aretz is normally slower than the Shemaim, so he praises the praises the Aretz first, giving the Chizuk. Tanya. Rabbi Yosef met, Oy lahem lebrios, woe to the creations, Shiroi ois, that they see, but in Yodos, ma rois, they don't know what they're seeing. Oindos, the standing, but in Yodos, al mahin oindos, they don't know what they're standing upon. Aretz, the ground, al ma oimed. So what is the ground supported by? So al amudim, by columns. Shneema hamarugiz eretzim koima, the one who shakes the land from its place, the amudeha, and its amudim, its columns, yis palton, will tremble. So you see over there that the eretz is upon these columns. So amudim. So what are the amudim standing on? Alamayim. They're standing, supported by mayim. Shneema, l'roika, ha'aretz, the aretz is al ha'oim. Okay? Mayim, al ha'orim. Now the water is supported by the ha'orim. Shneema, al ha'orim, ya'amdu mayim. Upon the mountains, the water will stand upon the mountains. And ha'orim, what do the ha'orim stand upon? The ruach, stand on the ruach. Shneema ki hine yotze harim forms the mountains, ruach, and he also creates the ruach. So what's the connection? Is the one supports the other. And ruach v'sa'ara is supported by the sa'ara, by the storm. Shneema ruach, the ruach is sa'ara oite devaro. The storm does its thing. Basically, it helps it function. So it's the sa'ara is helping the ruach. So sa'ara, what's sa'ara help supported by? Is hanging or supported by the arm of Hashem. Shneema, umitachas zroyos, and beneath everything is zroyos olam, the arms of the world. Hashem is supporting everything underneath that. Okay. The Chum Omrim, continuing the Brisa, the Chum say, al yud beis amudim omedes. The world is standing on 12 pillars. Shneema, he will establish the borders of the nations, the Mispah B'nei Yisrael, so corresponding to the Shvatim of Israel, which are 12. So I suppose over here it's the Yatsev is the support in this, like the Amudim, corresponding to the Yudbei Shvatim. The Yeshamim, some people will say, Al Shiva Amudim, the seven columns, the pillars that the world's standing on, Shinema. Chotzva cleaves Amudah its columns Shiva the seven. Rabbi Elzman Shemua he says Al Amud Echad on one Amud the world is standing. The Tzadik Shemua is called Tzadik Shnema the Tzadik Yisod Olam. The righteous man is the foundation of the world. So we just spoke about what's supporting the world, and now we're going to speak about what's above. We spoke about what's below, now what's above. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi. Rav Yehuda, I think. Shnei Riki and Him. There are two Shemayim, two heavens. Shnema, Heila Hashem, the Art of Hashem, Elukecha, your God, Hashemayim, the heavens, and the Shemir Shemayim, and the heavens of the heavens. So there's two. Vish Loki Yama, he says the Shiva, and the Elohim, and these are them. Vilon is like a curtain, Rikia is like a background, Shchokim is like a grind, heavens of grinding, Zvul is like a residence, Ma'on is like an abode, Machoin is like a storehouse, and the Ravos are like plains. So there's seven there. Okay, I'm going to explain them all. Vilon, What's the function of the Shemaim Avilam? Vila Einu Meshamesh Klum. It doesn't serve anything except Ella Nichnas Shachris VeYotze Arbes. It comes in the morning, and it goes out in the evening. V'Chadish V'Chol Yom Ma'aseh Bereishis. And then through that we see the renewal of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, that day and night. Shenema Hanoita, the one who stretches out, Kaduk, is like a duck, is like a thin thing, which is like proving that it's like a curtain. Shemayim, the heavens, the intachem, and he stretched them out, ka'oya, like a tent, l'shavas, to dwell. Okay, now to Rekia, the second heaven. Shaboy, that's in it, Chama Levana, the sun and the moon, Kochoim, the stars, Mazalas, and the constellations, Kivuim. Shenema, they're fixed in them, they're suspended in that. Shenema, Yitain, Oysom, Hashem placed them, Elohim, the Rekia Shemayim. In the Rekia of the Shemaim, so that was like the background, they're fixed in the Rekia. Next one, Shechachim. Shechachim is Shaboy, which is Shechachim means literally to grind. Shaboy Rechaim, which contained in the Shemaim is the millstones. Oim Doi stand, the Torichnos, and they grind. Man, the manna, the Tzidikim. Shnema, Yitzav, Shechachim, Hashem commanded the grinding, Nima'al, from above. The Dalsi Shemaim, Posach. And the doors of the heavens he opened, the Yamta Aleihem, man, and he rained upon the man to lech or to eat. We go next. Zvol, okay. Zvol was the fourth one. Was the residence. Shabo Yerushalayim. This is the Yerushalayim, I suppose, the upper Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash, and there's a base of Mikdash over the upper base of Mikdash, a mizbeach bonui, and there's a mizbeach there, a Michael. Hasar Gadol, the great ministering angel, Oymed, he stands there, a makriv of a korban on the altar. Shneema, Bona Bonisi Beisvul, I created a Beisvul, a house of residence, Luchof, for you, Hashem. Mechon Lashivtach, a place for your support, for your sitting. Or Oylamim, for eternal, so the eternal dwelling for you to sit, is that the Beisvul. Got Minal de Ikri Shemai Mas, but how do we know this is Vul? Is a Shemayim though. To prove that it's based with Vitra Hashem, Tichsib, Habit Mishemayim, you should look from Shemayim. So you see it's called Shemayim. Shemayim Ureim is Vol. Kachecha, Vitipatecha, and you should see from your residence, holy residence, and splendorous. So you see it's synonymous with Zvol and Shemayim. Ma'oin, we're up to number five. Okay, that was the thing called the boat. Shibot Nat Kisos, the groups shall Malach Yesharis of the ministering angels, Sha'onos Shira, that they say, or sing Shira, Lila, in the night time, this new Shira. However, the Chashos Beyom, the quiet in the daytime, why? Mitnei Kavod Yishol Yisrael, in order not to drown out the sound of Chal Yisrael praising Hashem. Shinema, Yoimam Yitzavah Hashem Chastoi, Hashem will command his chesed in the day. Either sometimes the chesed to be quiet, let other people speak. Abalila, and then night time, Shira Imi. Then there's a singing Imi that the angels sing with Hashem. Now, this is a parenthetical statement now. Okay. Amar Ishlakish. This is Ishlakish. Kol ho'i seg b'torah b'alila. Anyone who is involved in Torah in the night time, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem, Moshech alav chut shel chesed, draws upon him a thread of loving kindness. V'yom, in the daytime, Shneema. Yomam Yitzavah Hashem Chastoi. In the day, Hashem will command upon this person that he should have chesed. Matam, why did Hashem give chesed to this person? Yomam Yitzavah Hashem Chastoi. Reiterating the point, Mishum, because he gets chesed of a Laila Shira Imi. Because in the Laila he was singing, here singing means Torah. In the Laila he was learning Torah. So he gets chesed in the daytime. Similar point, the Ikad Amri. Amar Reish Lakish, should be the same Reish Lakish said it with regards to the following point. Kol ha'oisig b'Torah, anyone who's involved in Torah, v'oilam hazeh, Jehu doim alayla, which is similar to night time, this world is dark. Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem is Moshech, draws alav chutzal chesed, a thread of loving kindness, l'oilam avav, to the next world. Jehu doim alayom, is that, and that's like days, light over there. Shenema, Yomam Yitzvah Hashem Chastoi. Hashem will give him the chesed in the daytime, which is on Lava, because of Ubalila Shira Imi, because he was learning in the Torah in the darkness of Olam Hazeh. Amma Rebbe Levi. Says Rebbe Levi, call a point statement of Torah, somebody who stops learning in the middle, breaks Torah off, but Oisek the Divisicha and starts schmoozing in the middle of his Torah learning, for no reason, Ma'achilin Oisek Gachli Rasomim. They feed him, force feed him, the coals of Rasomim, which are very hot coals with this hot wood. Janema, a cooked thin, the people who basically cut them into to pick up, snap off, Miluach, Luach means right from the Luchois, yeah, Ale, Ale means Siach, means literally means on the leaves of a bush, but means here means upon Siach, Siach means speech. The Shoresh, the roots of Rasomim, which are these wood which makes hot coals, Lachmam is their food. Now, back to the Shemaim, on the fifth Shemaim, which is Ma'on, which is the abode. I mean, Alan, the Ikru Shemaim, how do we know that this abode, that the Ma'on, is called Shemaim? From the following passage, Shinema, it says with regard to Shem, Hishkifa, look, Hishkifa, me Ma'on Kodshecha, from your holy abode, Min Shemaim, from the Shemaim. So you see over there that the Ma'on is a Shemaim. Now, up to number six. Machon is like a storehouse. Shabbat Oitzros, the storehouses of Shelag, the snow, the Oitzros Borad, and hail, the Elias Tlolim Rotim, and
Machon is an arsenal, right?
What?
Machon is arsenal.
Okay. Rashi's is like a storehouse. Okay, fine.
But it's a storehouse of weapons, that's the point.
Yeah, good. Very nice, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. The Oitzros, Borad, there's also the Ilias Tlalim Rahim, that's what's it called? The attics of the Badu, the Ilias Agolim, and basins of water, I suppose, right? If it's an arsenal, it's because it's going to be bad water. The Chodrash al Sufa, and also a room of, could be like a hurricane or a whirlwind, the Sa'ara and storm, a Marash al Kitor, and also a cave of vapor or like smoke. Yeah, but Dal Soy Seyem, Eish, and their doors are of Eish Nema. So how do we know that there's such a thing? It says, Yiftach Hashem, Ulucha Esay Hashem will open his storehouse of good. So you see, his mashma from that, he's got a storehouse of bad. So that we've proved that there's a storehouse of bad, which is that's the Machoy. So, ask the Gemara, Bahani Berukia Ninu, these are negative things that basically afflict people, they're in the Shemayim. Hani Ba'ara is new. These are in the land. Dichsi will prove it from Tehillim. Halu es Hashem, min ha'aretz, praise Hashem from the Aretz, Tininim, the sea giants, the Kol Tehomas, and all of the depths. Eish, Ubarad, snow, Ubarad, and hail, Sheleg, okay, snow, Rikito, Ruach, Sara, all these things basically. Oysa Devaro, basically. So we see in Tehillim that these negative things are in the earth. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, David Bikesh Alem Rachamim, because David HaMelech asked Hashem Rachamim, Bohoridom, and he brought them down, Ra'oretz, I suppose the less powerful. Okay, don't pick up speed on the way down. Amar Lifano, he said, Ribbono Shalom, David HaMelech said, Lo Kael Chofetz Resha Oto, you don't want bad. Lo Yigurcha Ra, it shouldn't dwell with you bad. Tzadik Atah Hashem, that was the end of the pasuk. Your tzaddik Hashem, lo yugur shouldn't dwell the mugurcha in your dwelling. Yeah, ra. Okay, so minala the ikri shemayim. But how do we know it's called this machoin? It's called the shemayim. Tchsi v'ata tishma hashemayim. The shemayim should hear machoin shirtecha. So the machoin over here is basically the support of your shirtecha. But you see the machoin's over there by Hashem. Now, the final Shemaim, Aravos, that's the plains. Shaboy, Tzedek, Amishpat, there's righteousness and justice, and Stoker, and loving kind, like Chesed, I suppose. Ginzei Chaim, and also the storehouses of life. Ginzei Shalom, peace. Ginzei Bracha, blessing. The Nishmash and Tzedekim, and also the Neshamas and the Tzedekim. The Ruchos, and Neshamos, and also the spirits and the Neshamas, Shasid Lehibaros, they're going to be created, I suppose, in human form, upcoming. Or, right, the Tal Shasid, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lahach Yehiz Boi Mason, and also the dew that Hashem is going to use in order to bring the dead people alive in the future to Chiyas Mason. So, we're going to prove these points. Tzedek Mishpat, how do we know Tzedek Mishpat? The Chasid, Tzedek Mishpat, Mechon Kisecho. Right, we see the righteousness and justice are the base, like the support of your throne, and the throne's by Hashem. So you see the by Hashem. So these things are by Hashem. Tzedakah. How do we get tzedakah by Hashem? The chesed v'yilvash tzedakah kishirion. That Hashem will wear tzedakah like armor. So it's Hashem's wearing it. So it's with Hashem up there in the higher Shemayim. Ginzei Chaim. How do you know Ginzei Chaim is up there? The chesed ki'imcha, because with you. The point is with you, Mekor Chaim. The source of life. So you see it's with Hashem. The Ginzei Shalom. How do you know Ginzei Shalom? That Shalom's with Hashem. The chesed v'yikra loy. He called to him, come to, like, to him. Hashem Shalom, the Shalom to him. So Shalom is by Hashem. Begins a bracha, and also the storehouse's blessing. The chesed yisa bracha, he should lift up a blessing. Me'es from Hashem. So you see, the bracha is with Hashem. Harvin on the neshamas shall tzedikim with Hashem. The chesed v'haisa nefesh adoni, and it should be the nefesh of my adoni. We're speaking about David HaMelech. Tzura should be bound. The tzura chayim. And with a binding of life, which is Hashem, es Hashem, with Hashem, Elokecha. So you see that the neshama of David HaMelech is bound with Hashem. The ruchos and the neshamos, and also these neshamos, she'asid lehibaros, that are going to be created in the future. Tichsev ki ruach milifonai, there is a spirit before me. Ya'atov is enveloped. So this is before Hashem. So you see, it's with Hashem. Nishmos on the Assisi, and also the neshamas that I made. So you see the ruach and the neshamas with Hashem. The tal shasida a kodesh baruch lachayis by meisim, and also the dew that Hashem is going to use to bring back the meisim. Dechsev geshem nidvois, like a generous rain. Tonei Hashem will wave elokim. Nachlosecha is your portion. It's talking about Kal Yisrael. Vanilla are weary. Ato kananta you. Like establish them. This is talking about when Hashem brought the Klal Yisrael back to life at Sinai, and the same dew is going to be used in the future. It's Chiyus HaMeisim. And also, we're adding to the list now. Over there in Aravois is Shom. There, there's also Oifonim, the Oifonim, which we're going to explain, speak about. The Seraphim and the heavenly angels. The Chayus HaKodesh, and also the Chayus HaKodesh, we're also going to speak about. And Malach HaShoris and the heavenly angels. The Kisei Yaakov and the holy, the glorious Kisei Kavod of the Melech Kelchai v'Rom Nisa Shechen Eloyam, and the Hashem is dwelling upon them. So we get rid of the word Aravos over here. Shneema, prove this, is how do we know it's over there? Soilu, over here, Soilu means to exalt or to praise. V'Roichev, to the one who rides, that's in the chariot, but Aravos in the plains. V'Kaf, with Hashem, is Shemo, is his name. So we see over there, Hashem is riding in the Aravos. But how do we know that Aravos is called a Shemayim? Okay, we know proof that Hashem is there, but how do we know it's Shemayim? So we learn it from Gezer Shavu. Ask you Rechiva Rechiva. We learn it from Rechiva Rechiva. Sivach, it says over here, Soil Rechiv Aravos, that's what we prove that Hashem is in the Aravos. And Vechsiv Hosam Rechiv Shemayim. So it says the Lashon Rechiv by the Shemayim, Ve'ezvecho. So we see over there that Aravos is Shemayim. Now adding to the list even more. B'choyshech, there's darkness, v'anan, and clouds, v'rochel, and thick darkness, makifin, oisod, surrounding Hashem. Shenema, Yoshe is choyshech, it will place darkness, Sisro, which will conceal him. So you see over here, that's the point of it, it will conceal him. So we see there's darkness comes in the Hashem, it's the voice of around him. Sukosoi is like a shelter, chosh chosmayim, dark waters, abishchokim, thick clouds. Okay. Now ask the Gemara, is the darkness in front of the in Shemayim? Like, see, it says the following. It says, "Who gale and miksa, he reveals the depths, umesas rosa, and the hidden things. Yadoma v'choshoicha, he knows what's in the darkness. Unahoyra, and light, ime, was with him, sharei, it dwells. So it's really light by Hashem over there. So ask the Gemara, Lukasha. Ha! Vati Gavoi, in the inner rooms, in the by Hashem, it's really bright over there. Had Vati Barai, but on the outside, there's darkness around. Okay, V'Ama Rav Acha, new point, which is connected. Says Rav Acha, Voyako, Oid Rikia Achad Yesh Lamala. There is another Rikia, really, there's like an eighth one, which is above Lamala Miroshi Achayos, from the heads of the Chayos, which we're going to explain, these kind of angels. Okay, the Chsiv. the following process. The mus, there's some kind of image, sort of likeness, al rosh chaya, upon the head of the chaya. A rukia is like a heaven. Ke'en is like kerach anora, like awesome ice. Okay, so ad kan, that was the end of the pasuk. Until here, yesh lechol rishus, you can look into ledaber, sorry, and you can speak about it. Mikan ve'elach, but further on, this eighth heaven, ein lechol rishus ledaber, you can't speak about it. Okay, shekin kosov v'seif ben Sisra, it said in this book of ben Sisra, that wrote things about like parables and things. Okay, it says the following. For mufla, things that are beyond mimcha from you, al tidrosh, don't inquire into them. For mchusa mimcha, and things that are covered from you, al techkor, don't investigate. For marsha rishisa, in what that you are allowed, his boy name, you should contemplate. The eimlecha, however, there's no asek, you shouldn't be involved, but mistaros, in the hidden things. Tanya, got a brisa. Amar Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ma teshuva hi shavasoi baskol. What answer did the baskol give to Laosoi Russia, to that evil person, means Nebuchadnezzar Russia, Bishar the time, Sha'amo said the following, Ela, I will go up, I'll upon Vamase on the heights of the clouds, Adameh, I will become similar, Le'elyon, to the high one, which is Hashem. Okay, that's what he said. Yotza Baskol. Baskol came out of Omrul and said to him, Rasha, you're Rasha, Ben Rasha, who's the son of Rasha, Ben Benoy Shel Nimrod of Rasha. You descended from Nimrod or you follow his ways. Shehimrid es kol olam kula olam, Malchuson. That he made, Himrid means to make people rebel. All the world upon him means Hashem and his Malchuson. So, Kamishnoisav Shalom. How many years does a person normally live? Shivim Shona, generally 70 years. Shinama, Yimei Shinoisav Behem Shivim Shona. The days of his lives are Shivim Shona, generally 70 years. Vim Gvoras, if he's strong. Shmoyim Shona, sometimes 80. But Baloi Mina Oretz, from the ground. Ad Lavakia, to the first heaven, Mahalich Chamish Va'os Shona, would take to walk by foot 500 years. But Oviyav Shalakia, and the thickness of the first Shemayim, is Mahalech Chamesh Mo'iz Shana, would also take 500 years to walk by foot. Obein Kol Rekia, yeah, Vachain, sorry, I missed that. And similar between every Rekia and Rekia is a walking distance of 500 years. Namal Mahen, so basically, we've got, Tosa says we've got basically 15 times 500 over here, which is going to be 7,500 walking years over here. So the Malamehen, above them, now you get to the Chayos HaKodesh, to the Chayos, okay? And we're going to break it out. Regle Chayos Kenegid Kulam. Just the foot of the Chayos is Kenegid all the previous things, 7,500 walking years to walk. Karsule Chayos, the ankles of the Chayos are Kenegid Kulam. Another 7,500. Shoike Chayos, the lower part of the leg is Kenegid Kulam. Ruchuve, there's like the knee of the Chayos, is Kenegid Kenul, another 7,500. Yarchir Chayos, Kenegid Kulam, the thigh is another 7,500. Gufi Chayos, and the body of the Chayos, Kenegid Kulam, and also the Sabre Chayos, the neck of the Chayos, is Kenegid Kulam, and the Roshi, the heads of the Chayos, are Kenegid Kulam, and the carne, the horns of the Chayos, are Kenegid Kulam. We said one of the Chayos was a shore, so they have horns as well. Lamal Mehem, and above them is Kisei HaKavod, okay, and now there's the Kisei HaKavod itself. Regle Kisei HaKavod, the feet of the Kisei HaKavod, Kenegid Kulam, is another 7,500. Kisei HaKavod is Kenegid Kulam, itself, the seat. And then, upon that, Melech, Kel, Chai V'Koyom, Rav Minister Shulchan Aleihem, the Shem dwells upon them. V'ata Amata, and you said, basically, it works out something like 90,000 years to walk, just to walk there, and you expected, you know, 70, if you're lucky, 80, Nimrod, Russia, and you said, Ela, I'm going to go up, Al Vamasi Oret, on the heights of the clouds, and Adama, and I'm going to be similar, the Elyon, to the high one, Ach, however, El Shoil, to the depths, Turad, you will go down, Bel Yogsivon, to the bottom of the pit. Okay, going back to the Mishnah, it said, now we're in the Lo B'Merkav V'Yochid. You shouldn't learn the Merkav V'Yochid, we said in the Mishnah, unless he was a Chochom and maybe V'Daito. So there's another category which is kind of like light Merkav. So it says, Tani Rebbe Chiyah, says to Rebbe Chiyah, about Moisrim Loi Roshi Prokim. You can hand him, you can give him over the Roshi Prokim, like the chapter headings, like the headlines. Okay, I'm a Rebbe Zera. It says Rebbe Zera. This that we hand over these moisture, these Roshi Prokim. In Moisrim Roshi Prokim, we only hand over these Roshi Prokim, the basic main points. Ella L'Av Beis Din. Somebody would have to be, have a high position of an Av Beis Din, or a L'Chol Mi Shalibo Derek B'Kirboi. Somebody who has his heart worries inside him, and he's got Yirat Shemayim. So one of those factors, you could hand him over these Roshi Prokim. He could have, some people say, Behu Shalibo Doi Bikibo. He needs, not only is he an Av Beis Din, but Av Beis Din also has to have to the faculty of the Yishtiyas as Yirat Shemayim. Then you could hand him over his Roshi Prokim. Amar Rebbe Abi, says Rebbe Abi, Ein Moistrin Sisrei Torah, you can only hand over the secrets of the Torah, Elamish Yesh Chamisha Devorim, has the following five things. So Chamishim is the minister of Chamishim. We're going to explain that coming up in the Gemara. And the Soi Ponim is we're going to speak about that. That's what Rashi is over here. The Yoitz is a advisor of Chochom Koroshim, Manova Lachosh. These five things coming up. Okay, only then. But Amo Rebbe Ami says Rebbe Ami. Another statement. Right, so that's Amo Rebbe Ami. Ein Moisrin, you can only hand over Divrei Torah. Sorry, you can't Moisa hand over Divrei Torah only Kochobim. So the Marsha says over here means the secrets of the mitzvahs that the nations are commanded in. They have Torah, but the deeper aspects of them you can't explain to them. Shneema lo aso kein kol goy. Hashem did not do this. I inform all the nations. Umishpatim and his statutes bal yada they did not know them. So don't teach Kabbalah to the of the seven mitzvahs to the nations. Amalei Rebbe Yochanan says Rebbe Yochanan the Rebbe Elazar. Okay, so Rebbe Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rebbe Elazar. Ta Agmarucha B'Maisa Makava, or at least his was greater than him. Come Agmarucha, I will teach you B'Maisa Makava in the about the chariot, the holy chariot. So Rebbe Elazar says to Rebbe Yochanan, Lo Kashoy, I'm not old enough. The Kikash, when Rebbe Elazar got old enough to learn. Nachshei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had already died. So his Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rabbi Asi to Rabbi Elazar, taught Og Marucha the Maisa Rekava. Come, I'll teach you in Maisa Rekava. Okay? So Amalei Rabbi Elazar replied to him, Izaka, if I would have been Zoichim, right, Gemilta, I would have already learned it with Rabbi Yochanan, which was a higher level, Rabbach, your master. Marsha says it's basically Rabbi Elazar trying to push it off. He didn't want to learn it. Rabbi Yosef, have a gomim ma'isim l'kava. Rabbi Yosef was fluent in ma'isim l'kava, and Sabi, the elders, the Pompadisa of the place of Pompadisa, have a tonu, they were learned by ma'isim voracious with regards to the creation of the world. Okay, Amrulay, they said to him, the Sabi Pompadisa, to Rabbi Yosef, leave more alone, please teach us ma'isim l'kava, right, the ma'isim l'kava about the chariot. So Amalu, Rabbi Yosef said to them, Egmarun, li ma'isim voracious, you teach me about the creation of the world. So Basa de Agmarun, so they did a deal. So after the Sabi Pumadisa taught him, Rabbi Yosef, right, Amrulay, they said to him, Ligmarun Ma, teach us the Ma'isim Akava. So now, you know, do your part. So Amrulay, they said to them, Tanina, it's taught about them, Behu, with regards to Ma'isim Akava, Tavash, honey, v'cholav, and milk, Tachazul Shunechosh, and under your tongue. Zavarim, hamasukim, midvash, v'cholav, things that are sweeter than honey and milk, you tachzul shenecha, keep them under your tongue. Don't share them. Rabbi Bo had a similar limud from here. Kivosim levushecha. Literally, sheep should be your clothes, meaning woolen clothes, wool suits. But we're going to make it tavarim, shem, kivshonoi. We're saying over here, kivosim means kivshonoi. Means kavash means that you pickle something when you submerge it in vinegar. It's hidden, it's concealed. Shall oilam, so the hidden things of the world, shall oilam, you tachos l'shenecho. Mabushecha, you should keep them under your coat. Okay? So Amru Leh. He said, anyway, you know, listen, it's not so. To Nidenberg, we've actually learned, you know, the basics. This is the Sabbath Prophet saying this. Ad V'yomer Alai Ben Adam. Until V'yomer Alai Ben Adam is the second chapter of Yechezkel. So basically, they're saying, we've learned the whole first chapter of Yechezkel. So says to them, Rav Yosef, Amar Lahu, Hey Nein Ma'aseh Mekavah. Well, you've already learned Ma'aseh Mekavah. Because Rashi points out, is the main Ma'aseh Mekavah, which speaks about Hashem, the image of Hashem, and the last two psukim of the first chapter, which is Pasuk 27 and 28. So basically, if you were Pasuk 27 and 28, yeah, you've already learned it. So that was right. Now, the Gemara is going to ask them that. Meisvei ad heichen Ma'aseh Mekavah. We're going to write, so where is Ma'aseh Mekavah? To what point? So Rebbe Omar ad va'era basra, until it says that this says va'era three times. So the last one basra, which is pasuk 27. So until 27 is ma'aseh mekavah. So but pasuk 27 and 28 are not. So it does not like what Rebbe Yosef said. And Rebbe Yitzchak Omar ad chashmal. Chashmal is like the third word or so in the 27th pasuk. But until the beginning, till then is ma'aseh mekavah. But the most of Prophet 27, 28 are not. So not like sounding like Rabbi Yosef. So that's the end of the Brisa. So answer the Gemara. No, it goes the other way around. Ad Ve'era, it says like this. Basically, in the beginning, it's not so problematic. It's okay. And then afterwards, we're saying, that's when it gets serious. So Ve'ad Ve'era, until the beginning of Prophet 27, Magmarinan, you can teach. Yeah, Mikam Ve'elech. But until, from Prophet 27, Ve'elech, Masrin and Rashi Brochen, therefore you have to, it's only limited, it's restricted. Ikad Amri, some people say, Ad Vayera Masrin and Rashi Brochen, until Vayera it's still limited, but you can teach it. We can have Eilech from 27, Imhu Chochem, maybe Midai, so then you've got to give him an interview first before you teach him. They're in, then you would teach him, Ilolo, then if not, not. So we see basically, the answer was basically this ad over here. Until this point is basically you can teach it or limited teaching, but after that, then it's problematic, and that corresponds to Rav Yosef. Now, ask the Gemara, mi darshinin b'chashmal, can you make a drasha b'chashmal at all? Ba'ah how yanuka, there was that young child, the darash b'chashmal, made a drasha b'chashmal, but nafka nura, and came out a fire, ba'achalte, and it consumed him. So you see from, you know, just from the reaction that Hashem gives, you know, basically, don't do this. Don't learn about Chashmal. Don't like a drasha about it. So answer the Gemara not. Shani Yanuka, he was is different if he's a youth. The lab mat is in there because he hadn't got to the sufficient age. So therefore, that's why he got consumed by fire. But a person who was of age would not be. So Amar Rav Yehuda Ram Zochor Oiso Hayish Latov. However, remember that person Latov for the good. The Chananya ben Cheskiah Shemor. I'm talking about Chananya ben Cheskiah Shemor. We're speaking about what a good thing he did. El Mali, who, if it wouldn't be for him, Nignaz Sefi Cheskiah, we would have hidden away Sefi Cheskiah, put in Geniza, and not allowed anyone to use it. Jehu Devarev, so simply by Torah. Because if you would read it on a simple level, it sounds like it actually goes contradicts the Torah. Yeah, for example, it sounds like in Yecheskiah that a Kohen's allowed to eat in a Vela, and it's obviously not true. And he explained that it's talking about the Kohen can eat something that Adam Malik has done to it. And it's, he explained it. Anyway, so remembering the good. Ma'as, so what did he do? He'elulo gimel ma'os gar v'shemen. They took up for him 300 barrels of shemen, of oil. Yoshua, either for light or maybe for eating. Here it says for lighting. So we'll say for eating as well. But Yoshua, and he sat in this attic. V'darsho, and he figured it out and answered all of the steers. Tan Rabban got a brisa. Ma'aseh, there was an incident, the Tin of Echad, with a young youth, Shaya Korei Bebeis Rabbi, he was learning in his Rebbe's house, the Sefer Yecheskel, and he found on the top shelf a Sefer Yecheskel, by a maid Mechashmal, and he understood it, he was a smart kid. The Yotze Eish Mechashmal came out of Eish from Chashmal itself, the Sarapto, and it burnt him, consumed him. The big show people wanted Lignoi Sefer Yecheskel, they wanted to put away Sefer Yecheskel, it's dangerous. So Amar Lahem, says Chananya ben Cheskiah, he said to them, "Im ze chacham, if this kid's a chacham, right, even though he's young, a kol chachamim him, basically most kids are not that smart, so most kids can't understand it.
So there's only problem if you learn it, if you're a youth and you understand it. But most of you don't understand it. And if you're older, then it's okay, because you're older. So, end of Bryce. So, what is Chashmal? What does it mean, Chashmal? So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Chayos Eish Melalois. Right, it's like a no tree cone, yeah? The Ches of Chayos, and then the Shin of Eish, and Melalois, and then there's a Mem Lamed, so it's basically these angels are fire, the speaking fire. That's what the Chashmal is. Angels speaking fire. But Mas Nisatana, we're going to Bryce that taught what's Chashmal. Itim Chashois, sometimes they're Chashois, so Chashois, you see there's a Ches and a Shin over there. Chashois means they're quiet. Itim and times, Mamalois, and sometimes they speak. And that's the Memlamid. So sometimes they're quiet, sometimes speak, and that's some of the angels. Bishosha, Dibo, Yotzi, and the time that the speech is coming out, Mipia Kodesh Baruch Hu, from the mouth of Hashem, Chashois, they're quiet. Bishosha, Eina, Dibo, Yotzi, Mipia Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the time that they're the speech is not coming from Hashem, then Mamalos, then they will, I suppose, speak, praise Hashem. Okay, we'll stop there.